China is the first international organization to be founded in China and named after a Chinese city. China and the Democratic People's Republic of Korea have agreed to elevate their traditional friendly relationship to a higher level. China and the Republic of Korea have established a framework for enhancing their cooperative partnership in the 21st century. China and India have agreed to build a future-oriented, constructive and cooperative partnership. China and Pakistan have established a comprehensive cooperative partnership. China's efforts to find a political solution to the Afghan issue and provide assistance to war-torn Afghanistan for post-war construction won acclaim around the world.
At the same time, China has erected a stable framework for its relations with developed countries in the world. For a strategic long-term perspective, China has furthered Sino-US relations in spite of obstacles. The two countries have confirmed their mutual important
The
meeting is hosted by
Jiang Zhu.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. We are honored to have with us Foreign Minister Tang Jiaxuan to meet the press. Now I would like to first give the floor to Minister Tang.
女士们、先生们、朋友们，非常欢迎大家参加今天的记者招待会。现在就请大家提问。
Ladies and gentlemen, friends, let me welcome all of you to today's press conference. Now I'm pleased to answer your questions.
大人你好，我是中央电视台记者李竹民。回顾过去的五年，人们普遍认为呢，中国外交面对复杂多变的国际局势，处变不惊，从容应对，维护了国家和民族的根本利益。但是也有少数人认为呢，好像我们中国外交呢，柔性有余而刚性不足。您作为外长怎么看待中国的外交？那么对今后呢，未来的中国外交，有一些什么样的展望？还有一个问题是大家普遍关心的，那就是当前伊拉克战争一触即发，那么中国认为战争还有没有可能避免？谢谢。
CCTV, when people look back at the past 5 years, they generally believe that China has handled the complex and volatile international situation with skills and calmness, and successfully maintained its fundamental national interests.But there are a few who view China as being a little too soft and not tough enough. As the foreign minister, how do you see it? What are your expectations for the future? My second question is quite the focus of people's attention nowadays. It seems that a war on Iraq is imminent. Does China still believe that it can be averted?
您刚才的提问啊。一下子就问了三个非常重要的问题，那么就逼得我不得不要多占用两三分钟的时间来进行回答了。
Actually, you raised three important questions in one breath, so I have to spend a little more time on it.
从全球的情况来看，当前时代的主题当然仍然是和平与发展。在这个方面，中国也同很多国家一样，既有重要的机遇，也面临着严峻的挑战。中国外交是在政策上富有特色的，它有着稳定性和连续性，同时呢，也要体现出与时俱进的时代特征。中国今后也要继续坚定不移地奉行独立自主的和平外交政策，其宗旨就是维护世界和平，促进共同发展。
When we look at the global picture, we realize that peace and development remain the principal themes of our time. China is faced with important opportunities as well as some grave challenges. The priority of China's diplomacy is to create a better external environment for the period of important strategic opportunity in the first two decades of the new century. We will maintain continuity and stability in our foreign policy and be good at keeping pace with the times by giving expressions to the salient features of our era. China will unswervingly pursue its independent foreign policy of peace, the purpose of which is to maintain world peace and promote common development.
至于您刚才提的钢楼的问题，我认。